All will end up with just as anger. In other words, no good to be angry. To a good person, they let him have from his good actions that he does. Someone that does not learn Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Pev doesn't have good manners, doesn't have their heretz. You should be mudder anon, or stay away from him. Make a nether like not to have any enjoyment from that person, don't have anything to do with him. Shinem, the Apostle of Tehillim says, of a Moshav Leitzim lo Yoshav. Moshavoy, Moshav Leitzim, don't sit, don't have company with such a person. So Rashi says, a person that's not Oisip, Yeshuv, Shalaydim, what is he going to do? He's going to be Oisip and Leitzonis. So Apostle says, of a Moshav Leitzim lo Yoshav, don't be in contact with such a person. Hadron Alech, Oisha, Nikdis. You hold enough mem aleph amar aleph. Second paragraph. The Mishnah says, "Ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchoy." A man when he goes to marry his wife, he can make the kedushin either himself, or else by making a shliach, he could appoint a shliach to be mekadesh his wife. And isha miskadesh bo v'shlucha. The same thing, the wife she could receive the kedushin herself, or else she could appoint a shliach to accept her kedushin. Hoyesh mekadesh es bitoy kishinara. A father could marry off his daughter when she's a nara. Boyu v'shluchoy. Either the father himself could accept the kedushin, or else the father could appoint a shliach to accept the kedushin. So even though we know the halacha is midiraisa, the father could marry off his ketaner also, not only when she's a nara. Still, the Mishnah only says by a nara. We'll see in the Gemara why. So, kids, this is the aside of a shliach. So when you marry, when you make kedushin, both the husband or the wife, both of them have a right to make a shliach. And the same thing the father, when he marries off his daughter, he could also make a shliach to accept the kedushin. Now the Gemara says, Hashta b'shlucha mekadesh, once you say the man could be mekadesh through a shliach, boy mi boy, for sure he could make the Almighty his kedushin. So why does the Mishnah have to say, yis mekadesh boyu b'shluchoy? Let it just say, yis mekadesh b'shluchoy. And for sure he could marry himself. He could give the kesef to his wife himself. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, that mitzvah boy yosef mebishluchoy. The Mishnah is teaching us another yesod, that even though you could do it through a shliach, but it's better off if you do it yourself. There's a bigger mitzvah if you yourself are oisik in the mitzvah. Like Rashi says, techi osik gufa the mitzvah is mekabel schat fein. If your body, if you yourself are working in the mitzvah, you'll receive more mitzvah. More reward. So Mar says, Kihod Rav Safra Machrech Resha. Rav Safra, every Erev Shabbos, he himself used to like burn the head of the animal, like to prepare the food for Shabbos. Rava Molach Shibuta. Rav himself used to salt the fish, Lekavet Shabbos. And he could the army, some say, Paho Yisur Nami Yispa. No, you should know there's even an Issa for a man to get married through a Shliach. The man should not give the money to somebody else to give it to his wife. Kedrav Yehuda Amarav. The Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Also liyodom shikadesh es ha'isham. Ach yirenu. A man should not marry his wife until he first sees her. You should not send the shliach to marry your wife for you. Unless you see her first. Because shem yira badov meguna. Maybe later after you married her, then you'll see her. She won't look nice to you. But it's gana love and you come to hate her. For Achimonom, the Torah says, you're supposed to love one another. So therefore, in order not to come that you should not like your wife, you're supposed to see her first. So therefore, there's an Issa to marry through a shliach if you didn't see her yet. Therefore, the Gemara says, v'chiyitman Rav Yosef. When do we learn Rav Yosef's halacha? That it's a mitzvah boy yosef mevishluchai, but mashma there's no Issa by using a shliach. That goes our safe on the sefer, itma. Why, what does the sefer say? The wife, she herself could accept the kedushin either herself, or else she could make a shliach to accept the kedushin. So Mari asked the question also, here also, Hashta b'shlucha mikacho bo mi boy, if she could accept the kedushin through a shliach, for sure she could accept it herself. So on this the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosef mebishlucha, that it's a bigger mitzvah for she herself to accept the kedushin, to do the mitzvah herself, than to have a shliach accept the kedushin for her. Kihod the Rav Safra, Rav Safra, Machrech Reisha, every Shabbos, he himself took care of the animal, he burnt the head to prepare it for Shabbos. Rav Malach Shibut, the Rav himself, salted the fish for Shabbos. Avo behol, but in this case, when the wife makes her shliach to accept the Kedushin, even though she didn't see her husband yet, Isura Lespo, she herself does not have any Yisra. Kedir Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish always says, the Yomna Resh Lakish, Tav Lemesiv Tandu, by an Isha, she's better off. Being married, it's Tav Lemesiv, it's good for her to sit. Tan Haguf, do together, Milamesiv Armulet, in the sit alone. So no matter what type of a husband she gets, she's always better off to be married. So for her, there's no svara she'll come later to be mezgana to hate her husband. Therefore, the Isha herself is allowed to appoint a shliach to accept the Kedushin. So Rashi speaks out, even though the man is doing the Isha, because it comes out now we're talking about that they never met yet. So if the Isha appoints the shliach to accept her Kedushin, so the husband did not see her yet. So the husband is doing the Isha. So Rashi says, true, the husband is doing the Isha. But now we're talking about her halacha. By her, she is not doing any Isha. Therefore, there's only stam and inyan that it's better to do it yourself than to appoint a shliach. But if she would have appointed a shliach, that would also be good. Now the Gemara says again, the deek is that it says, Ish mekadesh es bitoy kishi nara. The father can marry off his daughter when she's a nara, when she's 12 years old. So the deek is, kishi nara in kishi tana loy, like what's a kasha like, or as mashma, when she's a katana, the father cannot marry her off. The question is, why not? So Gemara says, Misayin el Rav, it's a riot to Rav. The Yom Rav Yudam Rav, Vitema Rebbe Elozo. Some say the name of Rebbe Elozo, that also Liyodom Shikadish as Vita Shikatana. The father should not marry off his daughter when she's still a katana, before she's 12 years old. Ache Tagdu Vetayoma Beplonyani Reitza. But rather the father should wait until his daughter becomes at least a Nara, and then she agrees that she wants this man, then he could marry her off. But before that, even though if you do it, the Kedushin is Chal, but it's not something you should do. It's not healthy to do this. Right, and now the Gemara says, Shlichus Minolan. How do we know the Yisoy that a man could make a Shliach to marry his wife? So Gemara says, the Tanya we learned, Vishilach, the Apostle could have just said Vishilach. Malameit Shuwais a Shliach. That's a proof that the husband can make a Shliach. But the Apostle says Vishilcha. Instead of just saying Visholach, it says Vishilcha. Malamed she is the shliach. Comes to teach her that even she could also make a shliach to accept her gerushin, her get. Then v'sholach v'shulcha says it a second time. The next post it also says v'shulcha. Again, it could have just said v'sholach, and it says v'shulcha. It's another double diak that Malamed comes to teach us shehashliach is the shliach. That the first shliach, either from the husband or from the wife, they both have a right to appoint another shliach. So Gemara says askuchon v'gerushin. So far we have sukkim that when you give a get to your wife, both the husband could appoint a shliach, and the wife could also appoint a shliach to accept her get. The kedushin we know, and how do we know by kedushin, there's also a parsha of shlichus. The chitim, maybe you tell me the aleph megershin poshid. Learn out kedushin from gershin. So I'll tell you no. Mal gershin can yeshna makorcho. A husband has the right to give his wife a get midiraisa by force. Mashaykin, you can't marry your wife by force. So maybe kedushin is different. On Makron, this the Pasuk says, V'yotza v'hoysa. She goes out and then she gets married. So we say, Makesh Shavayin L'Yitziya. To make a hekish that Kedushin has the same halach as like Yitziya, by Gerushin. Ma Yitziya Meshav Yishliach. Just like by Gerushin, the Pasukim say, V'shilcho, that there's a parsha of Shlichus, is Af Havayinami Meshav Yishliach. The same thing, when you get married, V'shas Kedushin, also there's a parsha of Shlichus. But the Gemara of Yelohod, it's not that we learned. Ho'ayma L'shluch, it's say term. If the Bala boss tells the Shliach, go take Truma off my crop, off my fruits. So it says, Turn Kedas Bala Bayis. The Shliach now is supposed to go and take off Truma according to the way he understands the Bala boss would do it. Like we'll soon see, the mania of Deadas Bala Bayis, but if he does not know exactly what type of a Bala boss he is, whether he has a good eye or a bad eye, is Turim Mibainis. He's supposed to take off a middle amount, which is Echad Nechamishim, 1 of 50. It's an ayin ra takes off 1 of 60, and an ayin toiv takes off 1 of 40. See, if you know that the bala boss is a good eye, you're supposed to take off 1 of 40. If you know he has a bad eye, take off 1 of 60. But if you don't know what he is, then take off 1 of 50.